Look at the Bir Halacha.
Where are we holding in?
Look in the Bir Halacha, page 400. Shtei mechitzos min hatzadim. So the Rambam discusses the case of Peter Yerushalayim. You have a wall on going from the Carmelis into the Karpath. If you have this covering over the doorway and walls on the side, so if the walls are wide enough, they're 4 amas deep, so you have a wall on each side and you have a roof on top, so you say Peter Gagar Besaisim is a Shosayachet. So V'hiksha Hamagan Avram the Besaisim and Shin Samachal Pesach the Bidin Takwa Shiv Shtei Mechitzes Dabuka Zubazu So can I get to Lord Marina and Peter Gagar Besaisim?
Control yourself.
The din of Peter Gagar Besaisim, the Magen Avraham is asking, doesn't work when you're talking about two parallel walls. It's talking about when there's two walls which are perpendicular, so you basically block the flow of traffic, then you can say Peter Gagar Besaisim and create the halacha which you've seen on Peter Gagar Besaisim works on the other sides. But when you have an area which is totally open, you can walk through it. Pitikur Yerushalayim doesn't work. That's the Magen Avraham's kasha that we say later on in Siman Shin Samachal. Okay. Vein loymar the pesach nechshav kimechit lemechitza that the door counts as a mechitza. Dimkein b'mechitza achas min atzad sagi. So don't argue that the. That counts as one side, because then we see later on one wall like this, and you say Peter for the rest. So why do we need two walls on the sides over here? So that can't be the point. So it must be that the walls act as your two machitzas, and they're parallel to each other, which doesn't work. So Ein Shem Hashatirin. So the Magen Avraham answers that this halacha, that Pitikur Yerushalayim doesn't work when the two walls are parallel, is that's only Chachila. But yeah, but it works. It means maybe then it works. It's a chumra which we don't use it in that scenario. But over here, but Mikra didn't work. So over here we're saying, and the point over here we're saying is, you want to carry from the Carmelis into the Karpave, well, you better be very careful, because if there's this doorway in the middle, which makes Rosh Hashanah, it's a game changer. That you go with the Ikar Adin. Right now, the Ramah's point over here is not Heta. The Ramah's point is you have to be Machmir. So being Machmir, you have to follow the Ikar Adin. The Din later on in Shin Samach Aleph is saying what you're allowed to rely on the Kula. That we go, there's a din lechatchila, you don't rely on it. Oh, we're not discussing what you're relying on, we're discussing what's usur. This is, we're saying, even though it's mutter to carry from the Carmelis to the Karpave, even though there are two different types of Carmelis, but not if there's a doorway in between, which becomes Rosh Hashanah. Okay, now, but your Rabbi Tiritz, the Halacha Shein, Kim and Shein, Mefulish, Rosh Hashanah, that halacha later on, that you cannot use two mechitzas zu keneged zu, you don't see Peter Besaisim, is going on a case where you're trying to put something across the Rosh Hashanah. So we say, I'm sorry, Peter Besaisim doesn't work unless you actually block the flow of traffic. But over here, we're not talking about a flow of traffic over here, we're not talking about Rosh Hashanah, so then two mechitzas, parallel mechitzas is sufficient.
What's the picture of how does it work? Zukin zu devukus.
Devukus means you're picturing a gun. Mm-hmm. So the more has a case like this, the more has a case where I build, I have a house on one side of the Rosh Hashanah, house on the other side of Rosh Hashanah, and I build and I build something across.
Mm-hmm. Like you want to use these as
No. I think everybody can picture it. Right? So we say, great, I have a wall on this side. Well, on that side, we took a Yerushalayim, and I closed up my Rosh Hashanah. So that the area underneath the bridge, or whatever, underneath this cross thing, should be my Rosh Hashanah. We say, no, I'm sorry, that doesn't work. When would it work? if you would have that closed off and you would have a wall going across the road, so you have one wall here, one wall here, that blocks the flow of traffic. And then you put your roof on top, okay. So that's what he's saying. Because of the truth is one mechitza on the side really is enough. But the other is gam kinesh of the mechitza. Nipsuk tahav kishtei mechitza is the bukos. And then you put your roof on top, gives you your other two walls. And you're good to go. Okay? The case of the Ramah, but there's walls on both sides, it's not even necessary, because even if there's only wall on one side, you'll count the wall as the wall on the side is. The Ramah's argument, listen, if you want to count the door as a wall, okay, maybe I hear that, but then why does Ramah say there has to be walls on both sides? So then I have the door and I have my side wall. Apparently, the Ramah didn't want to use the door, so then I want to use these walls. They're parallel walls, they're not perpendicular walls. So the Ramah says, one second, stop. That's what the Ramah meant. One wall, and the door is your second wall. So I have walls where adjacent. So why do you mention another wall? Because usually that's how they built it, but not because that was necessary. I will didn't ask Rishul Yochad Ayyad Mechitza Achas, and plus the door. With Rayim Yid, Rishul Yochad Gemur Shalabra Mechitzas, the Shem Mechitzas Acheris, number 53 Gyor Besoysim, Al Yedei Amashk of Shalamal. She'll end up with, you're going to end up with four full walls based on one side wall and a door.
This is totally arguing the Magen Avraham, who said that we definitely wouldn't say that.
The Magen Avraham, well, the Magen Avraham language is. The Ramah was saying, I'm looking at the Ramah and seeing that it has to be true. Because the Ramah is arguing that if the Ramah meant to include the door, why does he mention the second wall?
And then they start saying it's lopped off at the second wall.
Right, so that's what their answer is saying. The bottom line is they're saying the door does count, and then we've answered our question, because now you have an adjacent wall. You have right. The wall and you have the door. You're going to ask me, so then what do I need this wall for? You're right, I don't need another wall for that. Okay.
What's this? How are you, Dr. Koo?
Can I just realize I don't want to get involved in so complicated. Okay.
Are we leaving?
Fine. Okay. Beer locha bolting the thing about them. Okay, so we saw in the Mishnah that she asked the Tzuras HaPesach, you call a Shalosh Sodom, you make a Tzuras HaPesach, and then you're able to carry inside of the porch. So the Taz says, well, what about the Rambam? I'll tell you what the Rambam says in a second. But call Achrayim, a rabba b'shem Menachem Arya Zarya, which is the Ramah Mepano, Tosha Shabbos Graz Chayodim Tigal Dinah L'Hakol Kamogen of Ram. Okay, but Beisemir Kosa Daft Das Ramah Yesh L'Hakol B'Seh Ayn Shom Tam. Now, what's the Ramah? The Ramah says like this: that the Heter Tzuras HaPesach, the Heter Tzuras HaPesach, if you're going to make openings which are greater than 10 amos long, you that only works if the majority of the area has actual physical walls. So the case over here, I have three. I have the back wall, and the three walls are open. So I don't have the majority is not physical walls. The majority is non-physical walls. So, and we're saying that even if we have multiple houses in front, as long as they're like they're brown so next to each other and they share one porch across, you could put one source of Pesach here, one source of Pesach there, and one long source of Pesach in the front. Well, that's more than Tanamis. So the eighth of the Mugget Rome wouldn't work over there. So
the Rambam is that. What does Rambam say? So that if it's Omid Meruva, then. If it's Rove towards a Pesach, then Nogs towards a Pesach can be bigger than Tanamus Void.
Is that right? Right. Okay. Now, he says, Uba Prat. The Fimash Ksav, the Mesim Mishin's base, if you had, we'll see later on. The Mishabura, the Ad Eser Amis, in Lahakar, before Smurba Lo Aymed, as long as they're not 10 Amis wide, you can, even though it's parts Meruba, the majority is open, you could make a Tursa Pesach. You can, Oysen Tursa Pesach, Shemin Atharim, Vadim, Kemachizas, Gemoris Hain, Shemir Chabim Kolkach. The side ones are not a problem, because they're less than 10 Amis. Right? So in Cain, Yeshol's Machitza Slamus, when Isha Kim Oyset Sachli, Sarachoiv, Vasarech, the Kuliyama, Mahani Tursa Pesta, Bechol Gavni, Koshik Sav no Shom. So Mishabur introduces an idea over here, which I don't know all of the parameters of it. That since the side ones, instead of, there's a discussion later on, when you discuss parts Meruba, do you add up all the sides together? Or do you look at each side separately? In other words, you could have, many times you'll have a situation, you'll have a case of a garden. So I have a wall and I have an opening and then I have another wall and then the next side I have a wall and I have an opening. Each side has its openings, etc. So I measure each side, the ports and the oimid, the part which is open, the part which is closed, separately, or do I look at the whole thing as a unit? So Mishabur is saying that I do one side at a time.
That's going to be a chumrah.
Well, over here it's a cooler. So I have my house. Side A is less than 10 amas, so I don't care about the fact that it's parts Meruba. Side B is also less than 10 amas. So those I have no problem making a full bona fide source of Pesach. So that's considered as if it's closed now. So the only side I have really open is the front one. So make it the chumrah of the Rambam that you can't use source of Pesach more than 10 amas when it's Poritz Meruba, the Rambam doesn't say it when only one side is open. So he's like, if you judge each side separately.
But in the beginning, you're being done the side separately.
I know. The Rambam is. That's kind of the Gemara. The Gemara is a case over there where the person had an actual bona fide walls of a chutzner. And the fourth wall was totally open. Worse, even more than 10 hours, because there's a best of a chutzner. That's a clear Gemara. It's totally open. But since the majority is actually bona fide closed, so now the question is, can I create a halachic similarity to that using a source of Pesach less than 10 amas on the side? So that's what Shabur is being mechadish that you could. So because less than 10 amas, be'etzim, it's not a book.
Maybe it's an easier way of saying it. It's just that all the source of Pesach that are less than 10 amas, we treat as real mechizos, and then you see what's left.
I'm not sure if that's true.
Okay.
In other words, let's say I would, in other words, the way you're saying it, let's say I have a very large Erev, and I don't know, one side is my beltway wall, and one side is the cemetery fence, you know. But I have a very long, mile-wide thing. So, you know what? Some sections I can really make very, very closely adjacent to Surah Pesach. And I have some few large areas. So do I, and that side they say, listen, 10 less than 10 amas, less than 10 amas, less than 10 amas. You know, that's more than the middle stuff, so that's mutter or not. But the mice on that side, you know, I have this very large gap. His scenario was over here, I created three sides completely closed. Then the Rambam agrees there's no problem on the fourth side of having more than 10 amas. That's true. It's not because you add up the math. That's why, because I don't think that's true in that scenario when I have some, you know,
a lot of small sources of Pesach.
Even though there's a majority of, there's an Oymid Merubah based on that, I don't think the Rambam uses source of Pesach. I'm not sure about that. That's why I said I'm not sure about that. Okay. I'd have to look it up. Okay, now. Fine. Simon Shin Mem Zayin.
One other question. We were talking about this whole thing, that this is Gufa, is similar to our porches. And we have this chumah that even if the porch really is, the kamos for machmer to say it's really, to say it's nakwa, sometimes it isn't. Right? So is that really, is the iskufa really a porch maxim, or is it just a doorway? Because would you really compare our porch or our decks or something of that sort? If I have a deck which has walls, do I have to be machmer to say that I can't carry on?
No, if it has bona fide walls.
On this iskufa, it has real walls, building machmer. For sometimes iskufa does.
No, because the general size of those things sometimes is less than 4x4.
So we wouldn't extend.
You know, nobody makes a deck which is less than 4x4.
Right, so we wouldn't extend it.
No, right.
Okay.
I mean, the dinim which are not the gzeirahs and the dinim which are the ikra dinim.
The gzeirah doesn't
apply. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what, let's define hutsa chayv minatar. Minatar and a chayv ella kasharikar chayvus mishasayachid, v'nich mishasarabim, v'hipcha, sidu and akira from mishasayachid, hanoch mishasarabim, or vice versa. Our poshet, this is the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Masechta Shabbos. Okay. Our poshet yodel lifnim. So let's work with Reuben and Shimon. So we'll put Reuben. Try to make this standard. Reuben's inside, Shimon's outside. Reuben's inside, Shimon's outside. So the first scenario over here is that the guy standing outside, which is Shimon, sticks his hands inside, Rechevitz Biyadr. And then Reuben took it out of Shimon's hand. So Shimon picked it up, Rosh Hashanah, was machnesit, but did not put it down. He's holding it still. So, like we said before, at that point in time, the item is not munach. An item which is in your hand, if your hand and your body are in the same rishus, being in your hand is considered munach. It's considered like it has a place and it's at rest. But when you extend your hand into another rishus, so Shimon in the scenario is standing rishus aram, but his hand now is in rishus ayachid. His hand is not considered a munach rishus ayachid because it's attached to the rishus aram. It's not considered a munach rishus aram because it's in the rishus ayachid. So it's not considered a munach. Now, in our scenario, Reuben takes it out of his hand. Now, Reuben takes it out of his hand. Even Reuben doesn't put it down. It's considered a munach because Reuben's standing in rishus ayachid. The item is now in Reuben's hand. He and his hand are in the same rishus. The item is munach. So, as Reuben takes it, it's considered a munach. But Reuben did the hanach, not Shimon. Reuven stuck his hand outside. And Reuven. So he stuck his hand outside. And Shimon, who was standing outside, took it from Reuven in that situation. So in both scenarios, one person did the akira, one person did the hanacha. Shnei and Peturim. They're not chayiv. Abul Asalasus came, mirabonim. It's definitely also mirabonim to do, but it's not chayiv. Okay, now, what about the following scenario? In Pasha Yodolifnim, in our scenario, Shimon's standing outside. He takes the item, reaches in, and puts it into Shimon's hand. Not that Shimon takes it, but he puts it into Shimon's hand. Rechevitz v'yarabinicha l'sech yad chaver ho'im v'fnim. Reuven picks up an item and is holding it in his hands. That's munach. Shimon reaches in, takes it out of Reuven's hand, and brings it outside. So Shimon, in both cases, the kira was done by Shimon, and the hanach was done by Shimon. Right? In the scenario where Shimon's outside, picks the chayfetz up, brings it inside and puts it into Reuven's hands. He did the kira. Shimon did the kira. Shimon did the anocha. Reuven's holding it inside. Shimon takes it out of Reuven's hands. Shimon did the kira. Shimon takes it outwards. He does the anocha. So both cases, even though Reuven is standing there with his hands like this, the chavis is either being put into his hand or taken from his hands. Reuven's not doing anything. He's not doing the ma'aseh of a kira or the anocha. He's just standing there. So in that situation, Shimon's chayv. So in that situation, Shimon is chayiv and Reuben is pater v'loser. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out this issue is not the issue of Shabbos. This is an issue of being Masayega to do an Aveira. Okay? So that's a new issue. It's a Durbanon of Lifnei Iver. Because theoretically, even without Reuven there, Shimon could have done put on the ground, whatever. But since Reuven's involved, that's a mere abonon of Lifnei Iver. Now, I feel him. Make sure who could know his dominus. Now, in the case where it's a goy doing it, so Reuven says, "Listen, I'm not doing any aver," and he's a goy, so I'm not being misayeh to an aver either. But if he's holding it like this, that's sort of like, as it were, asking the goy to do it. So that constitutes an aver lach. Now, I can do the same type of conversation with Reuven doing everything. Reuven's inside. Shimon's outside with his hands open. Reuven takes the chavis from his inside, reaches out, put it into Shimon's hands. Or Shimon's standing outside with his hands like this, and the chavis sitting in his hands. Reuven reaches out. He takes it off of Shimon's hand and brings it inside. So again, in a situation, Reuven did it. One person did the whole thing. Okay, let's hold it here.